I'm with Ian Bremmer from the Eurasia Group. Ian, as we now look towards a vote on the US about taking action in Syria, how does this play out?
Whether or not the vote passes, the U.S. has set a precedent. It's going to make it very hard for the U.S. to project this kind of power going forward, particularly in the Middle East and particularly for the Obama administration. On balance, I think the vote in the Senate will pass narrowly. The House is still an open question. But assuming it does, because there's an enormous amount of political capital being spent by the United States administration right now, you'll have limited strikes, like you saw in Iraq in 1998, Desert Fox. The Syrians will sit and take it, and so will the rest of the international community. Oil prices will not spike. In fact, they'll probably go down on this. Markets will probably go up. But asymmetric conflict and attacks against the U.S. will certainly spike. We see that with Iran asking extremists in Iraq to attack U.S. interests. There'll be anti-U.S. demonstrations in many countries across the region. The Russians, of course, the split between the U.S. and Russia will only grow more cavernous. And the most important issue is that longer term, the red line for the U.S. is Iran. Is Iranian nuclear breakout capacity, which they are clearly within 12, 18 months of achieving, assuming there isn't some diplomatic breakthrough, which is going to be very hard to bring about. When that happens, it is very clear to Iran now that if the U.S. is going to think about striking, they're going to have to announce it in advance. They're going to have to go to Congress. They're going to have to ask for a vote. Really undermines the ability of the United States to project power on this issue. Going to a vote, I understand why Obama did it domestically. He doesn't prioritize foreign policy. So from a pure domestic politics perspective, I get it. And most Americans don't care about Syria. Most Americans don't care about Iran. But from the ability of the United States to project power internationally, something I personally care a great deal about, this decision really did undermine and hurt American credibility and the credibility of Obama directly.
Ian, thank you.
My pleasure. I can't wait to debate McCain on this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.